Today's Shir's Masechta Nozer Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin Bezer Hashem is Baruch on Daf Samach Aleph Amar Aleph at the Mishnah at the new Perek as we begin Bezer Hashem is Baruch, the final Perek of our Masechta. Teaches us the Mishnah Kutim Ein Lehem Naziris. The halachas of Naziris don't apply to non-Jews. And this halacha applies, explains the Rosh, that all of the aspects of Hilchas Naziris do not apply to Kutim, not the prohibitions that apply to Nazir, nor the Kabbonis that a Nazir has to bring when he completes his Naziris. All of these halachas do not apply to Nazirim, to Kutim. However, Noshim and Avodim Kananim, Yeshlam Naziris, they do have Naziris. Of course, the Eved Kanani, that the Eved that's referred to in our Mishnah, is the Eved Kanani, because a Eved Ivri is considered a full-fledged Jew. And women are obviously in the parish of Nazir, because the Torah, when introduces the parish of Nazir, says, Isha Ishi Kiafli Nedan Linda Nazir Lashem. And in fact, the Sefer Teres Tzion asks a question. If the Pasuk is explicit that Naziris applies to women, why does the Mishnah have to teach us? So he answers that we would say, we learned earlier in the Masechta, that if a person took upon himself a Naziris of 20 days, even though he took upon himself a Naziris of 20 days, we learned many times that the halach is he ain't Naziris, that there is no Naziris that's for a term of less than 30 days. And since there's no Naziris that's for a term that's less than 30 days, even if when the person took upon himself the Naziris, he said a lower amount, he automatically becomes a Nazir for 30 days. However, by a woman, which we have learned in our Masechta, Masechta Nedarim, we're actually going to discuss this in our Sugyas as well, are not Brishus Atzmam. They don't have the same level of authority over themselves as men. They have the husbands who have authority above them. And since they have the husbands who have the authority over them, then we would think that maybe if they take upon themselves a Naziris, that Naziris is only, it could be for only as many days as they accept it, teaches us the Mishnah that that is not the case. The Mishnah says that as far as Hilchas Naziris are concerned, men and women are equivalent. And when we say men and women are equivalent, that just like by a man, you have to be a Nazir for at least 30 days, so too a woman has to be a Nazir. When she takes upon herself a Naziris, she's going to have to be a Nazir for 30 days. Says the Mishnah, Chayim b'Nashim ba'avodim, there's a stringency of the Naziris that applies to a woman more than by avodim. Shu kaifas avdoi, if Eved took upon himself Naziris, the owner could say that I insist that you drink because her owner has that type of control over a servant, and the owner and the Eved's Naziris is completely dependent on his owner's agreement. V'ein the koifas ishtai, but you can't force your wife to drink wine. The husband, of course, has the right to be made for the Naziris that a wife took upon himself. And of course, if he'll be made for the Naziris, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, it will be fine. But what it means is that the only way the husband could undo the Naziris, nullify the Naziris as his wife, is only with Hafara. No other way would be legitimate to be made for the nether. Moreover, by a wife, the halach is, if the husband wasn't mefer, certainly if he was mekayim the nether, or certainly if 24 hours passed, the Yom Shammai passed, and he wasn't mefer, the halach is that she will be a nazira. All of these halachas do not apply by avodim. Begins the Gemara Ketani, we learned in our Mishnah, Hakutim ein lam naziris. There is no naziris by kutim. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili. The question that the Gemara is asking, Taisus explains, is that we find, as far as Hilchas Nedarim are concerned, that Kutim are treated like Yisrael, and the halacha is that a kuti's nether is considered a valid nether. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, why is Naziris an exception? Says the Gemara, the Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. The Braisa, in discussing the parsha of Naziris, begins Daba Bnei Yisrael. From here, we learn V'loyla Evd Kachavim, that Naziris does not apply to Akum, but Mat Aleim, the Rabbis is Avodim. That's coming to teach us that Avodim are subject to Naziris. Says, so I saw that the Sefer Ben Moshe, as maybe of Mat Aleim, is coming to teach us that Ketanim, that if a father, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, made his cotton, his son, daughter, who are Ketanim into Nazirim, they have to keep that. And just like the Torah, when it says Emar Kahanim, Rashi teaches us, Emar Lahaza Gedol Maktanim, why don't we say that same over here? So he answers that there's no reason to assume that a cotton, if the father made him into a Nazir, it would not be valid. Of course, it's a full-fledged Naziris, and therefore we use the pasuk to teach us L'Rabbis as Avodim. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Kra, but why do we need an explicit pasuk to tell us that Avodim are subject to Hilchos Naziris? Hamrit, haven't we learned the Kol Mitzvah She'isha Chayeves Bo, every mitzvah that a woman is obligated to perform, the halach is Evet Chayeba. And if, as we learned when we learned the Mishnah, the Torah explicitly says that the halachas of Naziris apply to women, so once they apply to women, they also apply to Avodim. Why do we need a special limud? Why do we need a special limud that they apply to Avodim? Answers the Gemara, Amarava, Shani Hocha. The Torah says in the Parashas Nedarim, Lesa Isra al Nafshay. The Pasuk is speaking about Misha Nafshay Knuyaloi, somebody who has full authority over himself. Yotz Eved, Shay Nafshay Knuyaloi. But when we speak about an Eved, Eved doesn't have full authority over himself. He's owned by his owner. And therefore we would say, Hoyel Ve'ein Nafshay Knuyaloi, since he doesn't have that level of authority over himself. Ema Gabinoza Namiloi, therefore he should not be able to make himself to a Nazir, Kamash Malan, that even though he doesn't have that level of authority over himself, that's why we have a drasha to teach us that he is subject to Hilchos Naziris, and the fact that women could be Nazirim would not necessarily be a reason to assume that an Eved could be a Nazir as well. So the Gemara goes into understanding this Braisa, analyzing the Braisa. Says the Gemara, Amamar, Davab Nei Yisrael, and we learn from here that the Hilchos Nazirim only apply to Yisrael V'loi Laiv D'Kachavim. Ask the Gemara, is that true? They call Hecha D'Ksiv Yisrael, wherever the Torah uses the words Yisrael, it means Laiv D'Kachavim Loi, it means that Laiv D'Kachavim are excluded. Ask them of Agabe Erchin. We know that the Torah has a parasha of Erchin. The parasha of Erchin tells us that every person, based on their age and their gender, has a specific erich, has a specific value identified by the Torah. The Ksiv in the pasuk says, "Daba bnei Yisrael." The Torah, when it introduces the parasha of Erchin, says, "Daba bnei Yisrael b'tanya." And we learned that the pasuk comes to teach us, "Bnei Yisrael marichim." A Jew could be do erichin. He could say, "I'm going to donate my erich," or the erich he identifies an individual. He says, "I'm going to give the erich of that individual." Vein avdi kachavim mechirichim, but avdi kachavim cannot do so. And as the Shita points out, we would assume that avdi kachavim should be able to do erich, because erich is a form of a nether. And as we began the shir, we learned that anything that Avdi Kachavim could give Nedarim. So therefore we would think that they should be able to do Erechin. Moreover, we just learned that whatever mitzvah applies to women applies to Avadim. And Avadim and women could do Erech. So we would think that they're in the parasha of Erechin. That's why the pasuk says, "Da b'nei Yisrael, v'tanya b'nei Yisrael marichim, v'ein av d'kachav marichim." Yochel lo yehei narochim, that if somebody sees a nochri who's a certain gender and a certain age, and we say, I'm going to give the erech of that person, it should be a meaningless statement. Tamaloimer, the pasuk says, Davav bnei Yisrael matalem ish ki yafli neder be'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. The pasuk says the word ish to teach us that even though a nochri cannot make an erech, he could be the subject of an erech. So we see from here that even though the pasuk used the word bnei Yisrael, and by using the words bnei Yisrael, we exclude nochrim, the word ish is coming to teach us to the degree that nochrim are included. So ask the Gemara, why don't we say the same thing by Nazirim? Yes, the pasuk says the word bnei Yisrael, and from the words bnei Yisrael we exclude nochrim, but maybe we should learn from the word ish that if nochri took upon himself Naziris, the halacha should be that maybe they're excluded from bringing the karbonis of a Nazir, but they would have to follow the halachas of a Nazir, that they would not be allowed to become tamei, and they would not be allowed to drink wine. Why don't we say that? Answers the Gemara. Shani Hacha, the reason we completely exclude Nochrim from the parasha of Naziris, Damakra, because the pasuk that describes what a Nazir may or may not do, it says, La'aviv le'imai lo yitameh. From here we learn, Mishesh le'av, somebody who has a father, and then the Torah says that he shouldn't become tamei to his father if he's a Nazir. Yotza'ev dekhavim, shem lam av. They don't have an av, and since they don't have an av, that's why they're not in the parasha of Naziris, because the Gemara is understanding now that if you can't fulfill the pasuk of love of Imelo Yotama, then you can't be in the parasha of Nazir. But ask the Gemara Lamai, what was meant when we said that a Nochri has no father? Ilaim Leyin Yerusha, that we're going to say that a Nochri doesn't inherit his father. But ask the Gemara, is that true? Vamram Chibar Abba Omer Rav Yochanan, Avik Chavim, Yarishin's Avid Dra Torah. Midaraisa, a Avik Chavim, Yarishin's his father. Shinemar, the Pasuk says, Kirusha Esav Nasativ Haseir. That Haseir that Esav received is because it's Yerusha, and not just a Matana. And what's the difference if it's a Yerusha? If it's a Yerusha, it continues for future generations. So we see Esav, who is a Nochri, still is in the parasha of Yerusha. Ella, says the Gemara, Misha Muzak Kibbut Av. Only somebody who's in the parasha of Kibbut Av has the parasha of Naziris, but not somebody who's not. And therefore, the Gemara is saying, Nochrim are not in the parasha of Kibbut Av. And since Nochrim are not in the parasha of Kibbut Av, that's why also not in the parasha of Nazir. But ask the Gemara, from where are you making this connection? Miksiv Kaber Avicha Gabe Nazir? Does the Sari use the words Kaber Avicha by Nazir that we should say that these two halachas travel together? So of course, the Rishonim asked the question. When the Gemara said that a Nochri is not considered that he has a father because the Gemara thought maybe there is no Yerusha, why didn't the Gemara say, where do Hilchas Yerusha and Hilchas Aviv Imai of Nazir travel together? There the Gemara didn't ask the question. Only now when the Gemara is suggesting that Kibbut Av Ve'Eim and Naziris travel together, the Gemara asks, where do we see that they travel together? So they answer that in the Torah, when Torah speaks about Aviv, the reason the Torah speaks about Aviv is to indicate Hilchas Yerusha. So if the Torah uses the words L'Aviv by Naziris, the term La'aviv is it's simple term, its usual term is for Yerusha. But its usual explanation is not for Kibbut Av Ve'Eim, says the Gemara. So if that's the case, why are we excluding Avodim from Nochrim from Naziris? Says the Gemara, Alam Akra, La'aviv Ve'Eim Lo Yitama, Mishiyesh Le'Tumah. Says the Gemara, only by somebody who has Tumah, Yotzav Dekhavim, the parasha of Nagi of Tumah doesn't apply by Nochrim. And if a Nochri even were to touch a mace, he doesn't become Tameh. So Al Gemara has discussed the halacha about Kibur of Aim. Nemar wanted to suggest that Nachrim don't have Kibur of Aim, and that's why they don't have the halacha of Naziris. But the Gemara suggested that Naziris and Kibur of Aim don't travel together. The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, that Flamed Aleph, tells us about the story of Dama ben Nesina, who had a paraduma, who had expensive stones, but he didn't want to wake up his father. So we see that he had Kibur of Aim. So the Gemara over there says, in understanding his behavior, Amrav Chanina, the Nachri who has no obligation of Kibur of Aim, did Kibur of Aim, Mitzvah Vaisa, we who have the obligation of Kibur of Aim, Alach Kam V'Kama. So we see from that Gemara that it seems that the Gemara is teaching us that there is no mitzvah of Kibur, there is no mitzvah of Kibur of Aim by Nachrim. However, there are other proof that a Nachri is mechuyev in Kibur of Aim. The time we go back to Parshas Noach, and we know that Chum was cursed, and the reason why Chum was cursed was because he did not have the proper respect for his father Noach. We find that Avram Avinu was concerned that he left his father, an old man, Terach, when he left Lech Lecha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, you don't have anything to worry about. Lecha ani poitcha mekibur av. You, I'm excluding from the mitzvah kibur av aim. Ve'ein ani poitcha lachem kibur av aim. So it seems that there is a mitzvah kibur av aim by Nachrim. And the same we find that the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu, the year Yaakov ma'oid, and Rashi says that Yaakov Avinu was concerned that Esav had the schus of kibur av aim, which he did not. And the same we find that Elisav ben Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, but Elisav grew up by his grandfather Yitzchak, that's why he was not ready to kill Yaakov, and he had this dialogue with Yaakov, what should I do? My father told me I must kill you, and Yaakov told him, take all of my possessions, ani chashev kemes. So we see that there is a inyan of kibur av aim, even by Nachrim. And in fact, the Rambam says that if a Nachri becomes a Ger, and we know that Ger Shen is Gayer, Kikotne Shanoil Adami, still, the Aloch is he has to treat his parents with respect. Why? Because the Rambam explains, this is the way Rabbi Kivega explains the Rambam, that since when individuals are not Jewish, they have to show respect to their parents, and there's a concept that's often stated in Shas. Shlo yoimru, b'onim mekedusha chamura lekedusha kala. There's a concern that a ger shouldn't think that being a Jew has less requirements than being a Nachri. So just like he had to show respect that when he was a Nachri to his parents, he has to continue showing that respect even after he becomes a ger. And even though, says the Yad Avram, Kibur of Aim is not one of the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, it is still an obligation that a Nachri has to show respect to his parents. And Ramosha Netshuva in Yeridei Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Lamed explains that the Rambam means to say that the reason Nachrim have to show respect to their parents is because Kofi Toiv, we have to show they brought us to this world, they raised us, and we therefore, even though they're Nachrim, we have an obligation to continue doing so. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, even after the Nachri becomes a Yisrael and Gershon is Gayer, the cotton dummy is still the concept of the Kofi Toiv, the concept that he has to show gratitude to these people who brought him to the world, never leaves. And that's why he has to continue showing respect even after he becomes a ger. In fact, the Shas of Tshuvas Binyamin Zev asks a question, why don't we make a bracha when we fulfill the mitzvah kibur av aim? So he explains that any mitzvah which is self-understood, we don't make a bracha. That's one of the reasons they suggest that we don't make a bracha when we give tzedakah. It's self-understood that we have to help other people, and any bracha that we, anytime, anything that's self-understood, we don't need that the Torah should tell us that we have to do it. For that, we don't make, for that, in that situation, we don't make a bracha. And he says, that's why Nachrim have to show respect to their parents, because Nachrim, it's self-understood that everyone has to show gratitude to their parents. Agamara also spoke about that there is certainly a din of Yerusha by Akum. The interesting question is that we know that the halacha is that a son is the Yerush of his father, and if there are no sons, then the daughters are the Yerushim of their parents. What would be the halacha by Akum, who has sons and daughters? Do we say that the same halachas of Yerusha that are by Yisrael will be by Nachrim as well? Or will we say that by Nachrim, their din is that, oh, it's like Yisrael, or boys and girls equal? So there's a raya from Rashi. Rashi in Parashas Vayetze says that Yaakov's wives told him, "Hoid lanu chelik v'nachla bebeis avinu." We don't have a share in our father's Yerusha. Why? Because they did not expect, they said, our father has sons, and therefore, if he has sons, they're going to be the Yerushim and not us. However, there are those that disagree. The Mechas Chinuch and the Rosh Hash say that the halacha that sons Yerushim and not daughters is only a din by Yisrael, not by Akum. By Akum, all children Yerushim equally. There is another discussion. What about other relatives? Is the Yerusha by Akum limited to sons or daughters? Or is it also like it is by us? So Rabbi Chanan in the Kibbutz Shurim says that when it comes to Akum, besides sons and daughters that we just discussed, when it comes to Akum, there he says the Hilchas Yerusha follow the Minig Hamakum. And since they follow the Minig Hamakum, then therefore the halach is that should be the order of Yerusha. In fact, the Masham, the Shah Suvis Masham, Chelik Vav, Simen Chavav, says the fact that our Gemara is teaching us that Hilchas Yerusha apply to Akim equally as they apply to Yisrael has relevance. Let's say somebody sold his chametz to a Akum, and on Yontif, that on Pesach, that Akum died. So now we have a very interesting question. The question is, the Akum that died on Yontif, who are his Yarshim? If his sons are his Yarshim, so his sons are Nachrim like he, and since his sons are Nachrim like he, just like he doesn't have a Hilchus, so just like we were able to sell the chametz to him and solve any problem of owning chametz over Yontif, the same would be the case if by his children. But if we're going to say there is no Hilchus Yerusha by Akum, so then it would be a very different discussion. Because if there's no Hilchus Yerusha by Akum, it becomes Hefker. And now we have to be concerned who picks up that chametz. And there may be serious shilas over the ownership of chametz. But now, says the Masham, that our Gemara has established that the Akum, the children of the Goy, Yashin him. So now we have the Goy's children will be his Yashim, and they will be the owners of chametz that if he died on Yontif. A very interesting question, how Gemara is talking about the mitzvah kibbutz of. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita discusses a situation where there was a girl whose mother died as a young woman, and she was raised by a grandmother, but she still has a father. And now, Baruch Hashem, this girl has become a kala, and there is a dispute who should have the right to walk down this girl to the chuppah. The grandmother who raised her says, I want to be the one to walk her down to the chuppah. But the father says, I'm the one that wants to raise, that I'm the father. The father comes before a grandparent, and I should have the right to walk her down to the chuppah. So he quotes a tshuva from the Ratvas in Simon Tov Shin Tzadik Aleph. Again, similar question, that there was a person whose mother died in childbirth, and the question is, who should raise the child? The father says, I want to raise the child, and the grandmother says that I'm going to do a better job. And the Ratvas says, if indeed it's clear that the grandmother is going to do a better job, then even though the father comes first, the grandmother should get the child. So similarly, in our Gemara, in our case, if the grandmother was the one that raised the child, since the grandmother was the one that raised the child and brought this girl up to where she is today, the halacha teaches us that the grandmother who did that work in raising the child should have the right to walk him down to the chuppah. Interesting shaila also in Kibbutz of Aim that he brings up is that there's a couple who live in a community that there's a Rav, and the Rav, they want him to be the Masada Kedushin. But his father, their Rav is the son, but the son's father is also Rav, and he also is going to be at the wedding, and is a son allowed to be Masada Kedushin at a wedding which his father is attending. So he quotes a pasuk in Parshas Chukas. The pasuk says, "V'dabar Hashem Moshe v'la'arav nasata ita elalazar akoyin." So the Torah speaks about an obligation that's given to Elazar. Why does the Torah have to say first, "V'dabar Hashem Moshe v'la'arav," if we're speaking about something that's relevant to Elazar? So the Meshech Chachma explains, because if we're going to show respect to the son, we have to first show, and the parent is there, we have to show the father, the Rebbe, respect first. And therefore, before the Torah could show respect to Elazar, it has to show respect to Moshe the Aaron. And therefore, he quotes Rebbe Yashiv that if somebody is at a wedding and they mechabit him to be Masada Kedushin, and his father is there, and he takes to see the Kedushin without at least getting permission from his father to do the Siddur Kedushin, he's over the lav of Oror Makla Aviv. It shows a terrible disrespect for a parent. But our Gemara said that where do we know that there's no Naziris by Nochrim, because Ein Lam Tumah, they don't have Tumah, as the Gemara is going to explain. Why is there no Tumah by Akum? The Gemara is saying there's only Tumah by Yisrael, there's no Tumah by Akum. So the Ora Chaim explains that Tumah is only attracted to a place where there is Kedusha. In a place where there is no Kedusha, there is no Tumah. So Klal Yisrael, who are Kadosh, have to be concerned about Tumah. Nochrim, who have no connection to Kedusha, have no concern about Tumah either. And this is very relevant, Lalocha Lamaisa, because Lalocha is that one of the most important times and places we must wash our hands is washing our hands, Neglevasser, washing each one of our hands three times when we get up in the morning. And the Mishnah Brura and the Chaya Adam say that if somebody touches food without having washed his hands in such fashion, you're not allowed to eat the food. And therefore the Sefer, Lekech Kemach HaChadosh, quotes the Koran LeDavid, that if somebody has an option of buying food, bread, from two different bakeries, one bakery, both are kosher obviously, but one bakery is run and operated by non-Jews, and one bakery is managed by irreligious Jews, he suggests it may be better to buy the baked goods from the non-Jew than from the Jew. Because if the non-Jew did not wash his hands, there is no problem of eating food that was washed that way, but that's being served without having been washed first. But on the other hand, if Jews touch the food without eating, washing their hands first, then the food may not be eaten. And therefore, maybe if we have a concern that the Jews didn't wash their hands first in the morning, we may be better off buying the food from the non-Jew who has no obligation because he has no tumah to wash his hands in the morning. And from here we see that if somebody has a business, particularly a business involving food, and he has not religious employees, he should make sure the first thing in the morning that they do when they come to the factory, to the bakery, whatever, is that they should wash their hands. Otherwise, there would be a problem us being able to eat that food. So ask the Gemara, Menolon, the Leslu Tuma. From where do we know the Nochrim don't have Tuma? Says the Madam Makra, the Pasuk says regarding entering the Beis HaMikdash. Vishesh Yitme V'lo Yischata, if a person is Tamei and he didn't remove the tuma, and he walks into the Beis HaMikdash, v'nichrasa ha'nefshah himetoich ha'kol, this person did a very serious aveira, and he's going to be chayiv karis. Where, says the pasuk, mishyesh lekol, where does this halacha apply? Somebody who's part of Klal Yisrael, yotzeh, but an akum, she'en lekol, that he's not part of the kal of Klal Yisrael, the halacha is, he won't have this problem. So I saw that the Sefer Brichas Rosh says that we often say in Shas that kol avodim, that avodim also not ikra kol. So would that be the halacha that an eved is allowed to enter the Beis HaMikdash? So he says there's a special limud to teach us that the din of tumah applies to avodim as well. Says the Gemara, Mamai, how do we see from here that there is no concept of tumah by Nochrim? Ask the Gemara, maybe what the pasuk means to say is Karus Hudloy Mechayiv. If a Nochri who's Tomei enters the Samigdash, he won't be Chayiv Karus. Avla Tmuya, Tmuya. But they are subject to Hilchas Tumah. So the Gemara brings another pasuk from where we see that Nochrim are not included in the parasha of Tumah. Amakra, the pasuk when it speaks about the sprinkling of the Mechatas, the mixture of the paraduma ashes and the water, the Torah says, "V'hiza hatomei ala tomei, kol sheyesh lo tara." Anybody in Klal Yisrael that has tar, yesh lo tuma, is also subject to tuma. The kol she'en lo tara, but anyone who's not subject to tara, that means that oiv kechavim ain't lam tuma, and oiv the kechavim don't have tara because the pasuk says, "V'hoysa ladas b'nei Yisrael lemishmeres mei mida." So here we see Dafka, specifically Adas Yisrael, have this concept of Lamei Nida, that it could become Tar, not Akum. Ask the Gemara, Veima, maybe what the Pasuk is teaching us, that indeed, Tahara Hudalai Havalei, Nochrim can't have Tahara. However, Tumah Havalei, they can be connected to Tumah. And therefore, if they could be connected to Kumah, they would be subject to the Parish of Naziris. Amakra, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, regarding the mechatas, v'ishesh yitme v'lo yischata. The pasuk is superfluous. The pasuk should have said v'ishesh lo yischata. Why does the Torah add the word v'ishesh yitme? To teach us only somebody that can become tor can become tamei. But somebody, which the akum we've already explained, cannot become tor, don't become tamei. So now we understand why the akum are not Nazirim, because only somebody who is in the parasha of Tumah, where we can have a discussion by him of the relevance of the pasuk of La'ava V'lima La'yutama, could be in the parasha of Naziris, but Nochrim are not in that parasha. So now that we have this other limud, besides that we began to share with, that the pasuk in the parashas Naziris says B'nai Yisrael, and we learn from the words B'nai Yisrael to exclude Akum. But now we also have the parasha of Naziris. We learn from here that Akum are completely excluded from the parasha of Naziris. Says the Gemara of Achba Yaakov Amar, the reason that Akum don't have Naziris is because they don't have A'av. We said earlier in our shiur that they do have Hilchos Yerusha, Shani Hocha, When it comes to Hilchos Yerusha, the Torah says the Amakra, when the Torah speaks about Avadim Kananim, V'snaltem Oysom Avnechem Achreichem L'Reshes Achuza. And we learn from them that we have the ability to pass on the Avadim to later generations, but Avdi Kachavim don't pass over in inheritance their Avadim in Yerusha. Because, as the Torah says, because the Pasuk says that Avdi Kachavim can't own another Avdi Kachavim. Only Yisrael can own another Avdi Kachavim. So just say, so says the Gemara, so Kosh Yesh Loi Nachla, Yesh Loi Tuma, anyone who has all of the dinim of Nachla, that means that he can transmit his avodim to future generations, that's where there's a din of Tuma, because ain't loy Nachla, but by Nochrim, that don't have that halacha, the din of Tuma doesn't apply either. So ask the Gemara, if that's the test, if Hilchos Naziris apply or not, can you pass avodim on to future generations, or can you not pass avodim on to future generations? So avodim also don't have the ability to pass you avodim, their servants, on to future generations. So if they don't have the ability to pass avodim on to future generations, so then the pasha of Naziris should not apply to avodim. But we learned in our Mishnah that it does apply. Says the Gemara El Amarava, Bishlam Gaba Archin. So we go back to the original question. Because the original question that we asked on Amud Aleph was that by Erchin, we don't completely exclude Akum, because on one hand it says B'nai Yisrael, which excludes the Akum. On the other hand, it says Ish, which includes Akum. And that's why in Hilchos Erchin we learned that Akum cannot make an Erech, but he could be the subject of an Erech. By Naziris, we're saying that the words B'nai Yisrael come to completely exclude Akum. And we don't say that the Ish that the Torah says by Nazir does in any way include Akum. Ela Amar Rava, we can't compare, says Rava, Erechin to Naziris. Bishlam Gabe Erechin Shnev B'nai Yisrael, we learned B'nai Yisrael Marichim, V'ein Avdi Kachav Marichim, that B'nai Yisrael can make an Erech and not Avdi Kachavim. Yochel loye nerochim. Maybe they shouldn't be the subject of Erchin at all. That's why the Torah says ish ish, to specifically say that even though we've excluded Akum from being able to make an Erech, that doesn't mean that they're excluded from being the subject of an Erech. And that's why they can be the subject of an Erech. But when we talk about the parasha of Naziris, the pasuk says hacha. But the parasha of Naziris, the pasuk says B'nai Yisrael. From B'nai Yisrael, we learn B'nai Yisrael Nozer and Mevi'in carbon, that if Yisrael can become a Nozer and bring the carbon, V'ein Evdik Chavim Nozer and Mevi'in carbon. Yochel Af Lo Yei Nazirim Klal. Maybe there shouldn't be Nazirim at all. Tamad Loimer Ish. So we should say that they are able to become Nazirim, just not bring the carbon. Says the Gemara, Amri Imishim Karban, if to tell us, so we're asking that the same halacha that applies by Erechin, that the Akum are somewhat in the parasha, but not entirely, the same halacha should be by Nazirim. Amri, says the Gemara, the pasuk, that we don't need a pasuk, that pasuk of B'nai Yisrael, we don't need to exclude Akum from the Karban and Naziris. Imishim Karban, if to teach us that the Akum doesn't bring the carbon to Zeris, we don't need the Pasuk B'nai Yisrael. Lav mihasam nafkali. We don't need that Pasuk. El mihasam. The Pasuk says, la'oyla, that Akum could bring a carbon oyla, but prat l'naziris, but they can't bring a carbon naziris. So, divrei Rabbi Yosi Galila, that they don't bring the carbon naziris, and therefore, we don't need a Pasuk. So if we have to exclude them from the carbon, and we don't need a pasuk to exclude them from the carbon, the Bnei Yisrael must come to teach us that they're completely excluded. Ema, ask the Gemara, but maybe we should learn from Bnei Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael knows from Naziris Olam that B'lei Yisrael could also become a Nazir Olam forever. V'nev the Kachavim, Nazir Nazir Olam. An Akum can never be a Nazir Olam. Yochel, I would continue, maybe ask the Gemara Lai Nazirim Klal, that they should not be able to be Nazirim at all. Tamalai Me'ish. And that they can be a Nazir if it's not a Nazir Olam. Answers the Gemara, and therefore we would come up with a solution that Akum could be a Nazir. They can't be the carbon, they can't be a Nazir Olam, but maybe they can be Nazirim. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Miksiv Nazir Olam. You're trying to make this kind of distinction between a Nazir Olam and that Akum can't be, and another type of Nazir he can be. Says the Gemara, from where in the Pasuk is there any proof that we can make such a distinction? If they're included, they're included. And if they're excluded, they're excluded. And therefore, that isn't the way to think. But ask the Gemara, Eimer b'nei Yisrael, maybe what the Pasuk means to say is, b'nei Yisrael, Medir, and b'nei b'nazir, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, a father can impose Naziris on his son, v'ein of the Chavim, Medir, b'nei b'nazir. An Akum cannot impose Naziris on his son. However, Yochalai Nazirim Klal, does that mean that Akum are completely excluded from being Nazirim? Tamaloyme Ish. So, we would have Akum be Nazirim. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, to teach us that Akum cannot impose Naziris on a son is not from this Pasuk. Rather, the way it's taught by Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, and as Tosfos says, a number of Pshatim. One Pshat is that Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai's are only applicable to Jews. So if the Halacha that a father can make a son into a Nazir is taught by Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, it must be a halacha that only applies to Jews, not to Akum. And Tosfos goes on to say, so maybe the Pasuk is telling us, the Pasuk is teaching us already what the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai said, and therefore I would use the Pasuk for that purpose, and I would still be able to make an Akum into a Nazir. Says Tosfos, the Psukim, sometimes a Pasuk can repeat what was taught in another Pasuk. But a Pasuk never comes to teach us something that we already learned by Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. So if this Halacha of a father making a son into a Nazir is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we cannot say that that's what the Pasuk is teaching us. Psukim don't teach us something that we learned through Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai.